It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Classified briefings on the situation in Syria continue today for members of Congress. The Obama administration is asking for congressional approval of its plan to carry out a punitive strike against the Syrian government in response to the August 21st chemical weapons attack in the suburbs of Damascus that killed more than 1,400 people. I'm joined now by phone by Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Bob Casey. Senator Casey, thanks for joining us today on Essential Pittsburgh.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
After you received an intelligence briefing on Friday, you said that you had no doubt that Bashar al-Assad has used chemical weapons against his own people. What have you learned that has convinced you of this?
Well, certainly the information that I received on during last week and the information we'll receive today, it's classified, I can't talk about, but based upon even the public record that was outlined by the president, especially by Secretary Kerry, and also based upon information in the press, and then thirdly, information that was available before on earlier chemical weapons attacks, I have no doubt that Bashar al-Assad used the chemical weapons, and I have no doubt that it's in the national security interest of the United States to respond to it. We cannot allow this to happen, to have someone who knows it's a violation of international law. It's been illegal for 100 years. And if we don't send the right signal to him and to others, especially those in the regime in Iran, the terrorist organization Hezbollah, who by the way, has killed the second highest number of Americans next to Al-Qaeda. So we have to send a signal to Mr. Assad as well as other countries that we won't tolerate this and the international community won't tolerate it.
At this point, Senator Casey, what do you think that the U.S. response should be?
Well, I think there certainly should be a response that involves targeting assets that the regime would use to not just to launch chemical weapons, but I think assets that allows it to maintain its superiority in the battle on the ground in Syria. But there has to be a response. I think we want to make sure that we make it very clear that if you use these weapons, there's going to be a response. Now, I've called for a much more aggressive posture than the administration has been willing to implement for many, many months. And that's my record on this is pretty clear. But this debate about how to respond to a chemical weapons attack also, I think, gives us an opportunity to focus on the broader strategy. In other words, even if this strike is as it should be, I think very limited and focused and proportional. I think we've got to make sure that not just the president and his administration, but Democrats and Republicans in both houses of Congress work together on a strategy that will change the balance right now, which is decidedly in favor of the regime, and that means using the foreign relations legislation that I led and others worked on to arm the opposition in Syria and also to undertake other aspects of a strategy. So even though it's not going to involve any American boots on the ground or pilots in the air, we've got to make sure by the end of this, meaning months from now, many months from now potentially, that the opposition is successful and that we've vetted the help that we're vetted the opposition, so we're only helping those who are committed to the legitimate aspirations of the Syrian people and also are committed to the same values that we hold dear.
What are you hearing from your constituents, the citizens of Pennsylvania? What are they telling you that they would like to see happen?
Well, I think a lot of folks in Pennsylvania understand that when you make a decision on the grave question of war, it should be done with a lot of consideration about the consequences, but also the goals. So I think people in Pennsylvania expect us to debate this and spend a considerable amount of time making sure that we get this right. But they also understand, and they're very clear, I think, that the use of chemical weapons can't be tolerated. We still have Pennsylvanians who lived through the horrors of not just the last 25 or 30 years, but many who lived through the horror of World War II. And some even, if they didn't live through it, they remember what happened in World War I, when we began to realize that the only way to deal with these weapons of mass destruction is to outlaw them and then to enforce the rules when it comes to nations that would in nations or any group that would engage in this kind of activity. So that's where I think most Pennsylvanians are. But they expect this to be a very specific response.
What do you think of President Obama's decision to consult Congress instead of going ahead and launching a strike? Military experts are already saying that the delay in acting could work to the advantage of the Syrian government.
Well, first, I think there are plenty of military experts who say that's not the case, that we can engage in an operation which will be very targeted and proportional, but will hit its mark. So I think there's some debate between and among military experts about that, number one. But number two, I'd say that I think in this case it was the right decision. But I have to say that I think the law is pretty clear here. The president could act without congressional authorization, just as President Reagan did and President Clinton. If you look at the last 30 years, several instances where, in some cases, presidents didn't even notify Congress, let alone get their authority. But I think the reality is that the Iraq conflict has so undermined the authority of any president to engage in any kind of even very limited military activity that would not involve boots on the ground. Iraq has changed the dynamics such that I think the president made the right decision to consult with the Congress. But I'd argue the president has the legal authority to begin and end an operation which would be very targeted and specific. But I think the political reality is such that Congress needs to debate this.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Bob Casey. Senator Casey, what if Congress does not vote in favor of the president's plan? Mr. Obama has already said that he, as you pointed out, is entitled to act without Congress in Syria. He hasn't said whether or not he would do that. What do you think he should do if the vote doesn't go his way?
I think he should act. And I've been pretty clear about that long before he announced that he would seek congressional authorization. Look, I think at some point, if our government says that Mr. Assad should go, as the president did way back in 2011, I was, I think, the first member of the Senate to say that he should go, then you have to decide, okay, if that's your position, what's your strategy to bring that about? In other words, you could support the idea of having Assad go without committing any military assets. You could just engage in humanitarian support for the opposition, strategic advice, diplomacy. You could deploy a lot of our non-military assets and still have that be the goal, that he would be defeated. I believe that, and I have believed this for a long time now, that if you believe, as I believe, he is bad for that, not just for that country, but is really bad for our interests, because don't forget, Mr. Assad and the Syrian regime have been closely confederated with Hezbollah and Iran, both of which plot against us every day. In the case of Iran, a government; in the case of Hezbollah, a terrorist organization. We foil plots against Americans every day that are undertaken by Iran and Hezbollah. We don't read about them much, but they wake up every day trying to kill Americans, and that was clearly evident when the Iranian regime was plotting to blow up a restaurant in Georgetown, right in the middle of Washington, where a lot of Americans would have been killed, many of them part of our government, likely, even though they alleged they were targeting a Saudi official. So if you believe that Assad going is in the best interest of our national security, then you have to be willing to take steps to do that, even if those steps don't involve anything that is military. But what's been missing, I think, with the administration is a broader strategy to bring about that that result, which I certainly favor. But on the very limited question of if the Congress doesn't authorize this, I still believe the president has the authority to act, and he should act, because otherwise it sends a message to the world, not just to Assad and Iran and Hezbollah, but every bad guy in the world, that you can use chemical weapons and there will be no response. And that's a very bad message to send.
Do you think, in the end, that Congress will vote to support this?
I think in the end, both the House and the Senate will. It's not there yet. If the vote were held today, it would not go well. But I think by the end of the debate, we still have 8 or 9 days or so, maybe as many as 10 days, for debate. And I think in the end, the Congress will vote to uphold a basic principle, which is you can't use chemical weapons to get away with it, number one. You can't kill over 400 children and as many as 1,429 people and get away with that crime against humanity. And you can't take steps that will undermine American national security interests without a response.
Representative Peter King talked about an isolationist wing in the House, so that even if this is approved by the Senate, you at this point seem to have some pretty staunch opposition in the House. How do you overcome that?
Well, I think that the more time that we have to engage individuals with regard to the intelligence, that's going to help a lot, T. Michael. I think that will help enormously, because a lot of folks you have to understand, up to this point in time, a lot of members of Congress, most members, I'd say, haven't been exposed to this intelligence. And that part of that is you don't have everybody in the room every day, number one. And number two, a lot of them are traveling. You've got people traveling throughout their states or even overseas on trips that involve other aspects of foreign policy, not just Syria. And people just haven't had a lot of time to review the intelligence. And I think that's going to take place over the next couple of days. And I think House members, when they see that intelligence, will be more likely than not to support a response.
Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Bob Casey. Senator, thank you so much for taking the time to join us to give us a glimpse into your thought process on this very important issue of Syria.
And we'll stay in touch as the debate continues.
We appreciate that. Thanks again, Senator Casey.
Thank you.
Coming up, PennDOT has placed weight restrictions on 1,000 bridges in the Commonwealth. How will this impact traffic and commerce? It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.